more than food, savoring the flavor of dignity. The restaurants on Church Street in the 1950s were among its most fabled establishments. From fine dining to soda shops and hot dog stands, the street held a cornucopia of culinary delights. The SD Cafe is remembered as a place for home cooking and a fine dining atmosphere. It was owned and operated by one of Church Street's most noted entrepreneurs, Mr. W.I. Peek. Legend has it, on one memorable occasion, Mr. W.C. Handy, composer of St. Louis Blues, enjoyed a meal there. The Bon Ton Lunch, dubbed Anderson's finest by Taste and Test, is best remembered for its wide selection of meat and three dinners and short orders. It was owned and operated by Mr. John Fred, still revered as one of Anderson's most successful restaurateurs. The eating places on Church Street served up more than food. African Americans were served with dignity and pride during segregation when most other restaurants were off limits to them. Many people across the country remember the sad sight of white and colored water fountains. Blacks were served out of the back door of white-owned businesses, if at all. Recollections of the era detail that Dixon's Ice Cream on the square in downtown Anderson would serve blacks, but only on the street, not inside. The State Theater on Whitner Street mandated that blacks sit in the balcony. Tom's Grill, located in the building that still stands on the corner of Church Street and Main Street, had a back room where blacks could sit down and be served, viewed as progressive for the time. In contrast to the rest of the business community during segregation, Church Street offered an atmosphere where everyone felt welcome. The restaurants also offered an opportunity for owners and workers to make a good living in an era when options were limited by legal and societal constraints. The pride there was contagious.